Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, good victory for Mount Home as their first win of the season in their home opener. The Bombers defeat Paragould tonight 63-35. The Bombers actually ended up invoking the Mercy Rule as the lead went over 30 tonight. Let's first get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing Player of the Game here on the Bombers postgame show. And I'm going to go with Matt Jones. He ended up with 22 points tonight, including a couple of three-pointers late in the third quarter. I mean, He and Tabor were also just crashing the boards tonight. I was glad to see Dawson Tabor back in the lineup. Wyatt Gilbert was our other double-digit scorer with 14 points. Tabor ended up with 8 this evening. Jake McGee had 7. Luke Proctor with 6. 3 apiece for Reed Ellison and Dodge Harris. No one in double figures tonight for Paragould. Their leading scorer was Gavin Hall with 8 points. 7 for Landon Manning. Also, 6 for Ashton White, 5 for Eli Schreit, 4 for Ashton Oaks, 3 for Kyler Brewster, as he went 3-4 in the free throw line in the final period, and 2 points for Nelson McHaney. Mountain Home out-rebounded Paragould in this game by a count, according to my count, 30-21. So, again, Mountain Home was the presence of Dawson Tabor brought in that size presence to where Mount Home was able to get the rebounds to the boards a little better than Paragould was tonight. Both teams actually did a fairly good job taking care of the ball. Both teams ended up with 5 turnovers this evening. This game ended up with 3 ties, and that was 2-2, 4-4, and 6-6. And then after that, Mount Home took the lead back and never relinquished it. So this game had no lead changes as well. They're actually playing a little bit of more competition. They're playing one 12-minute period of junior varsity competition right now. These two schools are, again, Mountain Home with that victory, they're going to improve to 1-2 on the season. Paragould is going to fall to 0-5 on the year as Mountain Home gets the 28-point victory. Our next boys game will come your way this Friday night. They'll be back here at the hangar as the Heritage comes in from Rogers to play the Bombers, and we'll start around 6 o'clock on our sister station KTLO AM 1240. Dylan Connolly will actually have the call of that game. I'll be in Batesville at night taking care of the girls contest. And speaking of the Lady Bombers, they'll be here tomorrow night as they play Springdale tomorrow night. The Lady Bulldogs will be coming in from Northwest Arkansas, and it will just be one varsity game starting at 5 o'clock. We'll have that for you right here on Class Kids 101.7. So be sure you tune in for that game. Again, Mount Home gets the win, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Joe Schiff, my producer, back in the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online here at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Gymnasium, the Mountain Home Bombers 63, and the Paragould Rams 35. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Arvest Bank, Arkansas State University at Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, and Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. As Matt said, be sure to stay tuned for our next upcoming game with the Lady Bombers on here tomorrow night. Again, at the Hangar, they'll be facing the Lady Bulldogs. And hey, if you've ever wanted to catch up on a game or you missed any part of this game, be sure to go to our website at ktlo.com/sports. Click on Archive Bomber Games and you can listen to any game this season at any time. Once again, this has been Live Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.